It's Thursday, September 16th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. U.S. ministries now report they have lost contact with Christians in Afghanistan as the crisis there enters a new phase under the Taliban. William Stark with International Christian Concern told the Christian Post, quote, "Christians are now in hiding because of active threats against their community," end quote. Dave Eubank, the founder of Free Burma Rangers, is on the ground helping people in Afghanistan. He asked for prayer for their ministry and told CBN News the Taliban is hunting down anyone it perceives as a threat.
Unless you're in the Taliban, you're in deathly fear of the Taliban. They are hunting down people right now, trying to get all the names of anyone they perceive as an enemy. Please pray that us, the Free Burma Rangers, and many other groups like us are on the ground, that we can have access to help people.
Meanwhile, the people of Afghanistan are facing a humanitarian crisis. Member states of the United Nations have already pledged over $1 billion in assistance to Afghanistan. People face food shortages, a collapsing economy, and skyrocketing prices. The Taliban is enacting a brutal crackdown on human rights activists, journalists, and protesters who oppose the new regime. The U.S. Naval Academy fired an assistant coach recently for refusing to get a COVID shot on religious grounds. Coach Billy Ray Stutzman tweeted on Monday, quote, "Based on my religious convictions and after much thought and prayer, I am unable to follow the requirements of the Naval Academy's COVID-19 policy," end quote. Looking for employers who will honor your right to determine what vaccines you choose to inject into your body, who will honor your right of freedom of speech, and who will honor your desire to provide for your family? Visit redballoon.work. That's redballoon.work. Stutzman cited Mark 11, verse 25 in his tweet. "And whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you for your offenses." After the Texas heartbeat law went into effect this month, 9 abortionists are no longer killing babies in the Lone Star State. An abortion chain in Texas went from 17 abortionists to 8 abortionists on day one of the law coming into effect. Most of the abortionists came from out of state and will not come back for fear of being sued. The U.S. Census Bureau reports the poverty rate in the U.S. increased 1 percentage point last year to 11.4%, and the median household income decreased nearly 3% last year. It's the first time the poverty rate increased after 5 consecutive annual declines. However, taking government stimulus programs into account, the poverty rate fell last year to 9.1%. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom defeated an attempt to recall him on Tuesday. Over 60% of voters opposed recalling Newsom, while just over 30% supported the recall. However, with results still coming in, the results at the county level were more evenly divided. So far, 25 counties supported the recall, while 27 counties opposed it. A new investigative series by the Wall Street Journal accuses Facebook of knowing, quote, in acute detail, that its platforms are riddled with flaws that cause harm, often in ways only the company fully understands, end quote. The Wall Street Journal identified 3 areas of concern. First, Facebook shields millions of high-profile accounts from its normal rules of behavior, even though CEO Mark Zuckerberg claims all users are on equal footing. Second, Facebook knows its photo-sharing app Instagram poses a mental health problem to a sizable minority of its users, mostly teenage girls. And third, a 2018 algorithm update intended to better connect users actually facilitated people becoming angrier at each other on the platform. The Wall Street Journal warns that Facebook's researchers have known about these problems, but the company has not fixed them. And finally, a report by Barna says most Americans find purpose and meaning in their work, despite the workplace challenges of the last year. Over 50% of U.S. adults said they would be interested in churches offering guidance for their vocational well-being. Among millennials and Gen Zers, that number rose to nearly 70%. 85% of churchgoers agreed their church does a good job of encouraging them to live out their faith in the workplace, slightly down from 89% in 2018. Ephesians 4 verses 11 and 12 says, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, September 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.